And you teach at Western, correct?
I teach physics at Western.
All right. Been here since, I think you said, 2007?
2007.
First time you've run for public office?
That is correct.
So why are you running for the Macomb School Board?
I am an educator, and I have also been recently involved in some activities for the elementary and middle school children. I run the Lego League robotics teams for them. And so that is my connection with sort of elementary and middle school education. And I see that there is a tremendous amount of room for improving our offerings for the local area kids. We didn't have any robotics club for a long time in town. And through my experiences and interaction with them, I found out that there's a lot of potential, very smart kids. I'm amazed by their abilities. And so we just need to add fuel in them, you know, provide opportunities for them that they can make progress in the STEM fields, you know, coming from physics, coming from science. And given the technologically advanced world that we live in, I think the kids need to be told or they need to be given avenues to explore their own inner scientist, if you will.
So you feel what's taught in those schools, I guess especially the elementary and middle school, regarding the STEM fields should be improved or strengthened somehow?
There is certainly room for adding some new elements that exist elsewhere and then making it more interesting for them. There are certain new educational approaches that could be taken. For example, the way these Lego programs are designed, they're basically project-based learning. And so what I experienced there was the kids on their own, if you give them a task, they're pretty good, pretty smart, but working as a team is an extremely challenging thing for them. And so I see that opening there, you know, how do we teach them to work as a team towards a common goal? And that is where, we could take a look at research-based literature and provide some project-based learning avenues and opportunities for the kids.
Is that something if a person pursues, a profession in the STEM fields, you don't work as an individual, you work as a team?
That is correct. You know, no real work in the STEM fields gets done by a single person. You know, you have to learn to be part of a team, do your part, but also contribute towards the common goal of the team. And that's a whole different ballgame. It takes a lot of time to realize that individually you may be the smartest person in the world, but if you cannot get along with people and understand the challenges as a team, do things in the small amount of time that you have available to meet your goals, that's a whole different ballgame. And I think we need to get our kids ready for that sort of a work environment. And it doesn't hurt to get them started early. And that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Yeah, so how do you improve the STEM fields? Is it a matter of changing the curriculum, changing the teachers? As a school board member, what would you like to see done?
Right. So it's not about changing the curriculum or changing the teachers themselves. It is trying to introduce some sort of new project-based activities every so often for them, so they get the standard curriculum, but they also see how to apply that to real-world problems. And in that sense, the framework of these competitions that I get the kids ready for is very, very useful. You know, they have, for example, every year they have a theme. This year the theme was challenges faced by humans if you're on a long-term space flight. So that just gives them kind of an open problem to work on, and they have to come up with a problem that interests them. And then they come up with solutions on their own. So giving them sort of open-ended questions like that. So this could be a monthly activity in the classroom that they work on that not just requires knowledge from a single field, but variety of different aspects of human life. And that brings up another very interesting point. You know, all the real work that gets done, it's not confined to a single field. So they need to be aware of all of the, you know, so-called multidisciplinary approach to learning. They would see that through this project-based problem-solving type activities.
What do you think of the district's finances? Do you think the district is fiscally sound?
I think the district is pretty fiscally sound. I was just looking at, you know, in order to prepare for the interview today, I was just looking at the budget sheets yesterday, and I think they are, so far the finances have been handled really well, and that is, I think, a very good starting point to come up with, you know, new ideas, introduce new initiatives, and so, you know, that is a strong point that our district has right now, which we could make use of to look towards better future.
What do you think of the plans that seem to be moving ahead to build a new middle school?
You know, coming at it at this stage where they have done most of the groundwork and looking at the finances, I think I understand all of the the stance that they're taking in terms of the background work that has already been done. There is certainly a need for separating the kids from the high school classes, and it seems to be feasible within the financial picture. So my viewpoint on that is, if that groundwork has been done, there is really nothing to worry about if it is going to help our school system. Now, I don't know the level to which they have gone on. I may be able to, if there is room for additions to that building, I may be able to bring or suggest some STEM-related additions to that, if there is room. I'm not completely familiar with the planning stage where they're at right now.
You mentioned separating the middle schoolers from the high school schoolers. Why do you think that's important?
In general, I mean, the way you think at these different age levels is very different. Sometimes you don't want the little kids exposed to a vocabulary that is commonly used by the high schoolers. There is right time for that right vocabulary. They don't quite know the meaning, and then you would see them, you know, getting influenced by some of those things. So in that sense, I think separating them is useful. The development happens at a different level for different aged kids, and we need to allow them, you know, provide them the right kind of environment so they're not influenced by certain other things. I mean, we talk about the, you know, drug-free society and that sort of things even at the school level. And so, you know, that separation in that context is very natural, very useful.
Do you think the Macomb School District itself should remain separate, or should it be looking at consolidating with neighboring school districts?
So I haven't really thought deeply about this in terms of the finances, in terms of the number of students. I think we have a pretty strong district. So I don't think it hurts to stay separate. But if there are avenues, if there are new opportunities are going to be available by consolidating, you know, I would be up for that as well. We just have to see the pros and the cons very carefully when we you know, propose a radical kind of, you know, solution like that. So I'm not convinced either way at this point. You know, I would have to do so, you know, a bit more study to be able to pick one side or the other.
Is there anything you feel the school district should be adding beyond the STEM subjects that we talked about, or anything that it should be subtracting from what it's doing?
I don't think it needs to be subtracting anything. I think all the things that are going on are pretty nice. I mean, I sort of see the way my kids are being taught, and I'm impressed by the quality of the education, the type of exercises or assignments that the kids are getting. All of that is very nice. One thing that I find challenging as an educator is to address the spectrum of knowledge in a classroom. I mean, you have some kids that are making progress, but very slowly, and some kids that are smart, maybe because of their background, or maybe they have seen that material before, or they're doing some extra work at home because of the parental background and that sort of things. How do you deal with that spectrum? You know, that is that. Even in my classes, I find that sometimes challenging. And to keep all of the kids interested in the classroom, you know, smart kids, if you're doing work at a very low level, you can easily lose interest. You know, smart kids would lose interest. And so how do you keep both of them on track? And I think their use of technology can be very helpful for the teacher to keep both of these ends of the spectrum interested in the classwork and so on. And that is something I think there is always room for improvement in that. And that is the area where I would like to contribute, so that we take everybody together and forward.
Yeah, you mentioned technology. The district has started using technology to help make up for some snow days. What do you think of that idea?
Wonderful idea. I mean, it is a little difficult, you know, when the school is not in session and we have to go to work. So. And on top of that, then we have to keep them busy, keep them interested. Plus, having those gaps in their training is not really helpful. So, you know, so the school is sending work at home, which kind of keeps them on track, keeps them thinking, keeps them learning, keeps their brains sharp. And I think it's really wonderful. Plus, it kind of gives a very solid definition to the school year, right? You know, you don't have a flexible end of school days. Makes summer planning a little difficult when you don't know when the school is going to end. So in that sense, also, it's a wonderful idea.
Do you think this the district, through this program, is adequately addressing the needs of students who might not have access to a lot of technology at home? And I guess just in general, is the district doing a good job of helping those students?
Okay, so I would have, you know, coming to this first time, I mean, I haven't served on the school board before, so I do not know that everything has been looked at or not. Based on the challenges of the region, I know we have some very poor kids in the district, and so I am guessing there certainly may be room for improvement in terms of making technology available to them. And we may be able to tap into the library, the Macomb Public Library resources, to be able to do that. And that is certainly something that I would like to look into in terms of making resources available to the kids that probably don't have them available right now. But I think the way they're doing it, as far as I can see, they're providing paper copies of materials for the kids to work on at home, and that certainly helps everybody, that, you know, you don't really need technology at home to be able to do that.
Are you satisfied with the racial makeup of the administration and teachers at the district, or would you like to see a little greater diversity?
I think there is always room for greater diversity, we will have to think carefully, though, that we are still meeting the needs of the school district when we are doing that. And I think the right time for that would be when there are new positions open. You know, we would have to look at the overall racial makeup of the school, and if we have opportunity to bring in capable and knowledgeable teachers from diverse backgrounds, that would certainly be something we should be doing.
How would you rate the performance of Superintendent Toomey?
I think wonderful so far. He has this new idea of taking care of the school days. Very nice, very wonderful. He is extremely nice about letting us know well in advance that the school is not going to be in session that day, or it's going to be 2-hour delays. That is, that is really wonderful, very helpful. Sometimes I dread that, you know, we get those messages at 5 a.m., but getting that information to us is very important. In terms of communication with the parents in the school district, very wonderful, very nice. I don't have any suggestions off the top of my head right now. Once I get into the thick and thin of the game, then, you know, I may be able to come up with newer ideas. And in general, my approach to suggestions for improving things is always come up with new ideas that use technology to make things easier for everybody, and think about the overall progress. I don't like the approach of criticizing people. What has been going on that works, that needs to be helped, supported, taken forward. Plus, we bring in something that can enhance our efficiencies for doing things.
Why should someone vote for you to serve on the Macomb School Board?
Okay, so I have a little flyer that is on Facebook. If you can promote that for me, that will be nice as well. And I will just read out some pointers from there.
Uh-huh. So what should they search for on Facebook? What's the name of the page?
It's actually my Facebook page that okay. has the flyer on there. They can just search Facebook and my last name, and it would pop up, I think. So I have two kids in the Macomb school system, and I have been an educator for quite some time. I teach at Western. I'm familiar with resources at Western, which I could bring to the school board, and we can always make progress by building a cohesion between the university and the school system, and that is something that I would be looking into. We have, for example, right now a high school student doing research during spring break in one of our labs. I just happened to say hi to her just before coming here, and so these sorts of opportunities need to be made available to all the kids who are interested in that. Another thing that I would like to bring to the school board is, like I mentioned earlier, I coach these two Lego League robotics teams. We have K through third, so elementary, then middle school, which is up to the ninth. It goes up to, I think, sixth, seventh grade. I would like to bring robotics opportunities for the high school level kids, and there is already a set program for that. They would be building robots from scratch. For that, we have facilities available in the physics department, and also if we need for in the engineering technology department on the WIU campus, and we could make those available to the kids so they could learn skills that they would not normally be exposed to. And just being familiar with what's out there is very, very helpful at that age for the kids. I am also a board member at the for the University of Illinois Extensions Council, so I sort of understand what is involved to be a board member to a certain extent. And I am now interim chair of the physics department, so I understand administrative aspects of running an entity. And so from that point of view, I think I bring in the administrative knowledge that is necessary for a board member to be familiar with, to understand the challenges and bring in efficiencies. I think it's not early enough to start learning about STEMs. We cannot deny the reality that we live in a technologically advanced world. All of us carry these smartphones around, but how many of us understand what's really going on in there? And that knowledge comes from physics, and it's not too early to learn about physics and technology and engineering. And that's what I would like to bring to the board, to open up new opportunities of learning for our kids.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak.
All right. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you.